But so where do you find inspiration from, like in terms of artists? You said you grew up with Deadmau5, and that was really your introduction. But let's everyone's palette, we'll say, grows.
Artists like Audio Freak and DJ Searle, Noise Controllers, Headhunters, Sound Rush. I definitely get a little bit of inspiration from Vinny Vici when it comes to my poor attempts at making trance.
I love trance. That's what I grew up with. I can still liquid. Yeah. I was one of those kids that would, you know, dance there and, you know, play with the energy balls and do the liquid because I couldn't dance.
Do the liquid.
Do the liquid.
I'm not sure what kind of liquid we're talking about here.
It's a dance style.
Like a big idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a dance. Okay, I thought.
Yeah, it's a dance style called liquid. It's like old school rave. Kind of liquid.
It is.
I was more into the saucy liquid.
It kind of got driven out by the pop and lock and by the shuffle.
I was going to say, which shuffle, Jeremy? The Australian shuffle? That was the best shuffle.
I can't dance at all.
That's okay. You're the DJ. You're not supposed to dance.
You can dance as bad as you want, and nobody will care.
All you do is just bob your head and throw your hand in the air.
I went to Donald Glaude, and he's famous for dancing in the crowd. And I would say he doesn't dance very well either. But the crowd does not care.
The best part of the rave is
the rave is everybody's pretty accepted. Doesn't matter how foolish you think you.
Whatever your vibrant stroking movements make you feel good, you do the thing.
You might want to rephrase that.
Although on that same note,
very specific about what I said.
Yeah, I bet you were. You vibrant stroker.
I would say that
a lot of times they are very vibrant.
Jeez. Talking about dancing at raves, nothing would make me laugh more than, not now, because now it's like kind of developed its own style, but back when dubstep was first coming on the scene, back in like 2007, 2008, I remember going to shows and like seeing people just, I don't want to say the wrong words, but they looked rather
like they were having a seizure.
That's a nice way to put it. That is really nice way to put it. We're gonna run with that.
I know where you were going. Let's leave it that way.
Violent seizures. Can you imagine being that, like sitting there as a DJ meet and just being like, oh yeah, everyone's having fun, and then seeing some guy just doing the weirdest moves. Everyone's like 5 feet away from him because he's basically doing
a little bubble.
He's basically doing like his own rendition of Monty Python's office administration of silly walks, except he's doing it seriously.
Oh boy.
Is that not having a stroke? No, that's just the rave.
Have you done any live performances?
I played once at a house party.
Hey, that's live.
I mean, technically, that's a where you start, though.
Yeah.
I did some live streams like earlier on in the pandemic, but I don't have any great like audio equipment, so the sound and the video was literally going through my phone onto Facebook.
Doing it all through your phone, man. Yeah. That, good for you. That is dedication.
This was back when I still didn't have internet, so the only thing of mine that was connected to the internet was my phone. So I would just point the camera at my equipment and make sure that my face isn't in the shot, and then just film it on Facebook.
Oh, you're not going to be one of those cool DJs that wears like a rubber mask that they can't breathe in while they play?
I just wear COVID masks. I've been wearing like surgical masks since before the pandemic. So the fact that now people are making masks and like giving them out, it's just like, cool, I have more like costume shit.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty funny. That's actually
that's great.
You oh man, you were the pandemic before the pandemic.
That's that would have been a good nickname, name actually, Pandemic.
Yeah, that might catch a lot of attention these days.
Or just make a song called Plandemic.
Ooh, that could go so badly. But also that's so badly.
But that's the point. It
could have nothing to do with anything.
I've definitely considered trying to take a comedy angle. Because, you know, like, there's a bunch of comedy musical artists, like comedy metal bands and stuff. You don't really see a lot of comedy EDM artists, and I think that'd be interesting to see happen.
I'm gonna be honest. You have a great voice for it. You have just enough of an accent that you can still be completely understood, but no one can quite pinpoint where it is. Because I keep on asking where it's from, but I've just kind of refrained from not to. But if you did a comedy, like just that comedy, and if you could deliver it dry, man, that would be hilarious. I could already hear it in my head. Just tell dry dad jokes in the middle of your songs.
Yes.
Oh my god, that would be the best.
Absolutely. Right at the drop.
It's just super dad jokes.
I'm dad.
I used to
bass drops.
Before I started trying to like go kind of a more serious route with the music, I had a very long list in my phone of unused song titles, and it was just a bunch of dumb shit. Like, I think I had one that was called Jesus Walked on Tomatoes.
You know,
interesting.
That was a song title idea that I never used, and anytime I just came up with something really stupid sounding, I would just type it in my list of song titles. There was one in there that was, it literally said, I get most of my song titles from The Sims. That was the name.
Dude, there's a techno guy from years ago named Milo, and he wrote a CD called Destroy Rock and Roll, and one of his songs is just a random string of thoughts that he put down on a piece of notepad of what he thought of different celebrities. No coherence, none whatsoever. There were lines that he wanted to put in songs and eventually just said, fuck it, and put it all into one song. That would be that's a great idea. If you have all these song titles you'll never use, just make like a sweet beat and have a good song, and then just you deadpan reading your song titles.
That'd be very interesting. I'm sure I have a copy of it somewhere still.
Although Jesus Walks on Crushed Tomatoes sounds like a great song.
You see, I know I have an updated version of it that doesn't have a lot of the dumb ones. I wonder if I still have a version with all the dumb ones.
Yeah, the dumb ones are probably more fun.
I am kind of serious about that, though. You know, Jesus Walked on Crushed Tomatoes sounds like a fantastic song name.
It does. It sounds hilarious.
So what, do you have any training, whatever? Like, do you have any background? Did you just do this on your own?
I took a beginner course for Logic Pro at SAIT. It was a month long, and I was like, because before I took new media production and design at SAIT for 2.5 years. And then eventually I said, fuck it, I hate this, and quit. And then I went to that Logic beginner class. I got more out of that 1 month than I did out of the 2.5 years in media.
I believe it, actually.
And after I, like, immediately after I took that one course, I bought Logic Pro.
But even before that, like in, sorry. I was just gonna say, like, even before that, like when you were in high school or even younger, did you ever seek any training, maybe meet with an artist just to, like, I don't know, or did you all just self-develop to that?
I mean, I took piano for a few months at one point, and then I did vocal for a little bit. like right before I started high school, I did vocal, and then I was in like the school choir, but nothing like nothing super crazy professional.
You were in the school choir. Which high school did you go to?
I went to Central.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it sucked.
No, it's fine. It's just
we did make it to provincials, though, or did we win provincials? I think we won provincials.
There was like three. If there was like four or five high schools, you could have said, I would have known the choir director. I've been like, oh.
But yeah, so I went to Central, and one of the years that I was there, we won provincials.
Nice,
which was pretty cool.
That's me clapping.
Don't take choir in high school.
Oh, I did. I was fine. I did choir and football.
I did choir in high school and loved it.
I did football.
I found a lot of the people in the choir were very catty. Did not like that.
Oh yeah.
I ended up leaving high school the was choir catty, after so. Grade 12.
I guess yes.
I can't deal with these people anymore.
I guess you can't see me. Man, I'm a long-haired metalhead. And I've been that way since I was a kid, and I did choir. Like I went, like I said, I was in choir since I was like 6 years old. So I went to high school and I was a linebacker and I was in choir. Nice. And no one ever questioned me ever. And yes, choir kids can be catty. Same with football players, but no one ever brought it up to me because nope. You know, I was like, oh yeah. Yeah. Okay, fine. Say it to my face. No, you don't want to. Good. This is not my problem. But I completely get it. No, sorry. I was just gonna say I completely get it. They are
yeah.
Kids. It's the reason I don't want them. Unless I can have a kid from like the age of 6 to 14 and then, you know, give them up for all the rest of the years and then get them back at 20.
No.
Yeah, this
it's is like
why
13, 14 when you want to get rid of them. By the time they're like 15, 16, they're a little more sane.
This no. is why.
No, that's the years that John can break them.
Plants don't talk together. Back.
Yeah. Plants don't talk back. I have
and
Reginald.
Then you don't feel as bad if you accidentally killed him.
And Jerry. Susie only lasts 6 weeks, but. She's in a better place now. Just throw the potted plant out the window.
I mean, I accidentally ended up killing Paula in two. The worst part is, Paula's an aloe vera.
How did you kill an aloe vera plant?
I don't know.
Did you drown it?
I think that the people at the store overwatered it. And then when I got it, I repotted it, and then I gave it some water. And then it immediately started drooping. And I was like, oh no, what's wrong? And I took it out of the pot, and like 90% of the roots came out because they were all rotten.
You sound like my mother, and my mother has a black thumb. Kills everything she touches. Winrick says I was a choir cub leader in high school. You know what? Wicca. We're just gonna say Rex. Wicca said this. Club leader? Oh, choir club? Oh, there we had no clubs in high school.
Someone tried to start an anime club at my school. Never really club. Did realize what became of that. I left after like 3 days because I didn't give a shit.
I had a game club, but we always sat and played Smash Bros.
There was no clubs in my high school during my time.
We had an exciting club at school.
If you tried to start a club, they just never happened because it's like it was just so many people just didn't care. I went to an inner city high school. I went to Crescent, a wonderful high school.
That's why
I almost why. Went there.
I know all about Crescent. I heard that was a pretty awful place.
It was. I mean.
That says it all already.
There was some nice people there. I went there. I was a nice person.
Oh yeah, you can tell now after the 20 years you're so great.
I'm just saying, like, if anyone listens to all the stories I've told of high school, I'm one of the nice people.
That's what we got from those stories.
You should have.
Very sad, yes.
So nice. Much positive.
I never, but the other thing about my high school, though, is there was no cliques. No cliques, no groups.
That's not what I heard about that.
Oh, no. Maybe.
I heard a lot of cliques in my high school.
I had other friends in Preston. I heard about that.
Everyone was kind of terrible. I hated everybody.
I mean, that is school anyways. Nobody's really happy, and nobody's really the person they want to be. So nothing is good about it for any person.
And there. Out of everybody that I knew in high school, I think I'm friends with maybe 5 people.
Yeah, I don't think I have
anybody from high school anymore.
Funny enough, I still have a couple friends from high school. It usually wheedles down that way. I mean, I went to my high school reunion. That was kind of fun. I'd suggest going. It's a lot easier. It's a lot more fun than people say. Wickerex also said, I created the choir club. It slowly became a karaoke club. Still, I'm just singing that often. Karaoke club is the same thing. I mean, it's still singing.
I would prefer the karaoke club over choir.
Yeah, I think I would prefer that one too.
I mean, as long as you don't have someone singing Journey every time the club starts, then it's not a dirty karaoke club. At least still got class.
The point of the club is you just choose what you want to do, right?
It's true. What if you had a club? A club with a bunch of people with clubs?
Are we talking about clubs and love card face or bats?
It would be very ambiguous for that reason.
Everyone. Yes. Someone brings golf clubs, someone brings a card.
And someone brings a DJ set. We got the club up in here.
Appreciation club.
An appreciation club?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you just go around. You go around to people who feel underappreciated as a group of 100 people, and just out of nowhere just show up and just start applauding them. Yeah! I
appreciate you.
Oh my god. That'd be so good. People that clean outhouses at parks, you go up as a group of 100 people and just applaud them for cleaning the outhouse that would be
people doing workout, public running around, yeah, you can do it. You just keep chasing around being
that'd
your yes man.
So good. That would actually be so funny. I would love to do that. Get a group of 100 people and just appreciate people who are underappreciated.
Chase them around with scooters so they can't get away.
Awesome. I like that.
The goal is to go around and just find people whose jobs they never get applauded for, like a car salesman. We all hate waiting the cars, and when he finally makes a sale, yeah, woo! Good job on that sale, man. Oh, that would be so good.
WickerX also says, unfortunately, it was a lot of country. Nothing against it, just not my type of music. We actually had an anime club too. For a short amount of time.
I know that. Pain of Country.
That's cool.
Anime. But now
I heard somebody mention country, and then I missed everything else because my head was stuck on country.
Least favorite genre.
I hear you, bud.
That's all you ever hear in that city.
What? No.
Hey.
Is this person talking about literally anywhere in Saskatchewan?
I'm talking about about Calgary.
No, Calgary's got some good country singers that are famous.
They got nothing but country there. That's all it is.
Tegan and Sarah, biggest thing to come out of Calgary, bigger than Brad Paisley.
What?
What about that? Too much country.
What about that teenage girl who just graduated high school? What's her name? I never got her name.
She's from Calgary.
I know
teenage girl who just graduated from Western. She's a pop star or something, I think.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Wickerex is from Standard, Alberta.
What's very interesting is my sister went to the same high school as this kid.
Oh, neat.
She's in marching band.
My ex went to school.
We do very different music.
There's a band that's actually a marching band that's really good. The Avalanches. They're from the 90s. They do a bunch of different music. They do funk, techno, but it's a marching band that graduated high school together, and they just decided to make a band. One of my favorite bands of all time.
That sounds really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're entering the final 10 minutes here. So, why don't, does anyone have any more questions for Mr. Meat? Because I had an idea.
I can't say that I do. It sounds like what you do is pretty cool and that you really enjoy it.
But it has its moments. Being a producer, you kind of love it, but you also kind of hate it and want to rip your hair out.
I was going to ask, do people like Billie Eilish's brother kind of like infuriate you? Someone who's
Billie Eilish's brother?
So
the one who writes and produces all her music.
The 18-year-old who writes and produces all her music. He's this 18-year-old who is the one who made his sister famous, and now he's like
shits on him too.
Yeah, and he's just this crazy producer that just I guess now you know about him.
Yeah, now I know.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, I'm not like mad or anything, but I suppose jealous.
I will be soon. I'm not mad currently because I don't have enough information, but soon I will be.
In the future.
No, just jealousy.
I hear you. But I don't. You have good stuff, man. Especially like. Like I would love if you did a piece for us. Like I'd even pay you for it. It'd be cool. Have a because I don't know if you've seen any of our iconography, but I do it all in this wonderful, sweet, awesome program called Microsoft Paint. Yeah, have you ever heard of it?
Artwork. I thought you meant the audio. Yeah. I was going to go with Audacity.
Oh, I use Audacity.
No, for my audio, I use the Twitch Studio beta, actually.
Oh, that's a thing that exists.
It's good, man. It's actually I quite like it, yeah. It's not bad. It's got all the bells and whistles. Sarah's got another frozen face. Oh, that's a great one. Yay. We now have a disappointed meme.
No, I hate it. Why? Why does that happen?
This one's just like your look. You look like
you're She doesn't look that will be the caption for the meme. Stream.
That will be the caption for the meme.
It's your judgment. It looks like you're in judgment face.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I probably am.
It looks like it more like a child has told you a very disappointing story.
You mean like so?
And you're just like,
yeah, it smells like an end, and it's gonna keep going.
And it still keeps going. It's like, oh, as it slowly gets worse.
That's me.
I guess do you have any anyone else have anything to say? Any questions? No, just silence.
Oh, I can't say that I do.
No.
Come back on Sunday for D&D. As a special guest
again. It's not really D&D.
Would you want to come back on Sunday for D&D? We do two shot Sundays.
And this
exactly Sunday, is that?
We
rolled dice. Let's don't need it, but it's encouraged.
Let's just say you don't need any experience. You just need
it's
to.
Also,
I was going to say I probably won't make it this Sunday again either. So that would be somebody to fill my position.
It's also not D&D though. It's much weirder.
I was going to say it kind of is, but it doesn't.
But it's easier. It's easier than D&D.
It's like D&D, but everything is upside down.
It's like D&D, but if you were eating Wendy's.
Yeah. Are you saying you don't eat Wendy's when you play D&D?
Well, we do now.
This one is encouraged.
It's
encouraged. Yeah.
It's actually encouraged because it's Wendy's D&D. Nice. That being said, I think that's all I got, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Meat Man. Plug yourself. This is when you plug yourself. All the plugs right now. Go.
Okay, I have a SoundCloud and a Bandcamp, and I have a YouTube channel, but I don't update it ever.
Be sure to check
out. What are they called?
I guess, yeah, that would be important.
No,
it is Era Music, but it's music spelled like the Dutch people spell it.
Are you Dutch? Is that your
somewhat?
Is that your accent? Okay, I get that. Okay, we'll just stick with accent. You're just accent.
Yeah.
So yeah, please, you know, if you guys want to check out his art, we have it in the chat earlier. I see everyone starting to post all his music in there. As for that, I'd like to apologize that you all had nothing better to do, but I'm glad you spent it with us here. We are the villains of the Villains Talk Show with our special guest, the Meat Man, the man of meat. And as always,
the meat for us to enjoy it on our stream.
As always, I am C4. Oh, and accompanied with Insaniac, Sir Jeremy, Sarah Vike, the Great Grease Goblin. And thank you all for watching. Please join us next Sunday for the last two shot before Sarah heads off to camp. If you want to check out previous episodes, our YouTube, just search The Villains Talk Show. If you want to check out our previous podcast, search The Villains Talk Show. I've cornered the market on The Villains Talk Show. If you put The Villains Talk Show, it's only us that shows up. I'm actually so impressed with myself. I'm so impressed with how well I've done this. So if you want to see any of our previous stuff, two shots, anything, Twitch.
We have them. You know the places.
It's everywhere. Just look up The Villains Talk Show. You'll find everywhere. It.
If you want to be part of the talk show, message us in chat or Facebook or various places that we have.
Yeah, just talk to us.
Eventually, we'll just drag you on because we have no or we're running low on ideas.
And we will show off your stuff.
We definitely interview some interesting people, like the meat here today. We interviewed a very nice man who believed a lot about aliens a couple weeks ago. We've interviewed someone who was special needs, who had a very unique ideas on political correctness. We've had a lot.
We had a VTuber once.
Firefighter?
We did. Firefighter, VTuber. We've had a lot of guests. That being said, have a good night.
Thank you for watching.
Yes.
Appreciate you.